It's a summer night on the campus of Virginia Union University, a historically black college in Richmond. Senate candidate Republican Corey Stewart has already made it through an hour of tough questions when local radio host Gary Flowers wraps up with a zinger.
Mr. Stewart, how do you expect to represent all Virginians when you accept the support Neo-Confederates?
Stewart has proudly campaigned on preserving Confederate monuments, once with the help of Jason Kessler, one of the organizers of the Unite the Right rally. Stewart said it occurred before he knew what Kessler was about. Speaking after the forum, Stewart says he doesn't focus on what he can't control.
I speak my mind, and some people, you know, are afraid of controversy, and they run for the hills at the first chance that somebody talks about something that's controversial. I'm not like that.
Stephanie Shepard supports Stewart's opponent, Democrat Tim Kaine, who has consistently pulled more than 16 points ahead of Stewart.
Do you think Stewart poses a threat to Kaine?
I do not. No, I do not. Do not. Period. Full stop.
Nationally, Republicans have also written the race off. Stewart hasn't gotten support from the campaign arm of the Senate GOP, and many of Virginia's Republican congressional candidates have opted not to join Stewart on the campaign trail. Then there are Virginia voters.
Stewart is only collecting about 80% of the people who identify as Republicans.
Stephen Farnsworth is a professor of political science at the University of Mary Washington.
And that lower level of support for Corey Stewart may mean that some Republicans will stay home. It may mean that some Republicans won't donate money. It means that some Republicans won't show up to knock on doors.
And with four tight congressional races in Virginia, every door knocked, every call made, and every dollar spent could make the difference.
And so if those efforts aren't happening for the Senate candidate, that means the congressional candidate has to work all that much harder to make up for what could have been a more effective, coordinated effort.
One of those tight races is Virginia's 5th District, covering much of central Virginia. A recent debate between Democrat Leslie Coburn and Republican Denver Riggleman was held in a high school auditorium in Madison County. The room was filled with a mix of local farmers and Democratic activists from Charlottesville. Riggleman says the Stewart campaign has no impact on him, negatively or positively.
If Corey's on the trail with me, great, you know, but right now, I just see with his busy schedule, he's not going to be able to do that.
Other Republican candidates have taken a similar stance or just been silent on the issue. Still, Stewart did win his party's nomination and came close last year to winning the gubernatorial nomination, hinting at a strong core of support. Jim Smith is vice chair of the Madison County Republican Committee.
Corey's rock solid. He's got some bad ink, some bad press. I mean, you sit one-on-one with Corey, and he's a champion for individual liberty. And that's really what we should be all about.
Smith shrugs off the idea that Stewart's unpopularity could affect other races. When he's knocking doors and people ask for yard signs, he says they ask for both. Denver Riggleman and Corey Stewart. In Madison, I'm Mallory Nopane.